بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. During the times of difficulty, it has always been the habit of the scholars of Islam to seek the help of Almighty Allah through either the dhikr of Almighty Allah, the highest form of which was the recitation or the teaching of the Qur'an-e-Kareem, or making khatams of the Qur'an-e-Kareem and thereafter dua, or through the zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the highest form of which was salawat ala nabi, excessive durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or compiling poems and reading it, or speaking about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this light, inshallah, I have found a book compiled by Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah, which is actually a translation that he has made of a part of the Ihya of Imam Ghazali Rahimullah. He named it Adabun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the sublime etiquette of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inshallah, with the intention of drawing the help of Almighty Allah during these difficult times, creating a love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, learning what we have supposed to be learning from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to be able to inculcate within us also the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on account of which special mercies of Almighty Allah thereafter descends on the individual. Every day, inshallah, for a few minutes, a part of this book will be read. May Almighty Allah make it beneficial for all. Through it, may Almighty Allah fulfill all our needs. Almighty Allah make all difficulties easy for us. Almighty Allah rain upon us His special mercies and favors. The book starts with Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salam ala ibadihi alladhin astafa. Divine arrangements for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's upbringing and training. Generally, Almighty Allah Himself undertakes arrangement for the training and teaching of the Anbiya alayhim assalam. The training of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a distinguishing factor, that all the outward means of upbringing, training, teaching and manners were cut off from him. He was born in such a city in which there was hardly anyone involved in any academic pursuit. There were no primary schools, madrasas, teachers or gatherings of knowledge. Before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, his father's shadow had already been lifted from his head. He grew up among such people who had not the slightest contact with knowledge and culture. He never travelled to any place to seek knowledge. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was unable to learn how to read and write the basics as people in other lands could learn. He remained an ummi, an unlettered individual. He was unable to write even his own name. In such circumstances, through Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, Almighty Allah arranged for such an upbringing and training of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that would leave the entire world astonished. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his nature became a basis of knowledge, wisdom, character, etiquette, culture and training for the entire mankind. From the very beginning, Almighty Allah had made his heart such that one object of his life was the perfection of good character. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to frequently make this dua: O Allah, guide us towards good character, because none can guide us towards it except you. And remove us from evil character, because none besides you can remove evil character from us, can remove us from evil character. Inshallah, we will continue tomorrow. May Almighty Allah, through the blessings of the word Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through the blessings of the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bless us all with the noble character, or a part of the noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and through it may Almighty Allah make every difficulty for us easy. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.